The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large amounts. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. It's nice to be back in our routine, huh? Coming to daily mass here. It got boring fast going to St. Joseph's, I imagine, for your daily mass. It's expensive driving across town. As we all know, gas is ridiculous. So good, we're back into our routine now as we continue with this beautiful season of ordinary time. And how beautiful the reading today from St. Paul. Listen. "I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." Paul here that we have, this is old man St. Paul. Scholars believe that this was written around when he was around early to mid 60s. And in the ancient world, that's practically old age. He has at this point been living as a Christian for about 30 years. If you remember, his conversion experience happened shortly after the Lord's resurrection, so around 33 AD to 36, that time period. And this writing is around the year 60. And this is shortly before his execution, going to Rome and being beheaded. And so this is when Paul says this, this isn't mere lip service or him trying to be poetic. But Paul here has scars. Scars for Christ. He's already been beaten, as he shares in the Acts of the Apostles. He's been beaten numerous times. He's been shipwrecked. He's had friends killed. He's walking all over the empire at this point, evangelizing. And so if you can see St. Paul when he's writing these words, this is a Paul who has lived the faith. And so it makes us wonder, do we have scars? We're following the Lord. If we live our Catholic faith to the fullest, we will all bear scars. Yes, praise God, we won't get beaten for our Catholic faith. Praise God, we will not be martyred or executed. But sometimes it's even more deeper. Look at the reading today from the Gospel. Our Lord praising this poor widow. Let me ask you, does this widow have scars? Yes. Because what does she do? It says she's a poor widow. And again, that's important detail. Meaning this widow has absolutely nothing. Her husband is dead. And if you're a widow in the ancient world, you had no economic prosperity by any means. She's absolutely helpless. And yet beautifully, this poor widow Again, why it's such a powerful example for us as we give from our financial wealth. To make sure whatever we do, whether we're giving our wealth, whether we're serving the Lord, whether we're living the faith, is that it should hurt us. You see, that's how you know you're living the Christian to the fullest life, is that if it stings, that if it hurts, that if it causes sacrifices. Christianity is not meant to be a cruise ship, but rather a battleship. And all of that, what the Lord wants is to be like this poor widow who gave her entire life to God. That's how we know. And hopefully by the end, when we come to our own end, that we can repeat the words of Paul, may become ours. I'm being poured out like a libation. I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.